Outlaws All, a Western Trio by Max Brand. Alec the Great, a prologue to 16 in Nome. 1. Men and Dogs. Both Massey and Calmont were old-timers and old friends. They were old-timers because they had come over the Chilkoot together. They had gone to Circle City. They had campaigned along the Klondike. They had worked for gold on the Nome Beach. When they went out to spend a year prospecting, near the edge of the Arctic Circle, close to Kotzebue Sound, no one in Alaska would have guessed that they could be turned into bitter enemies. By mysterious agencies, this was brought about, until they hated one another with a devotion that surpassed their old friendship. Men say that no two in all the world ever detested each other with a more profound loathing than did these two. This is a chronicle of that hatred, of how it commenced, and the beginning of all that flowed from it. They were opposite enough in appearance and in character to make hostility seem a natural thing. Calmont looked like a wolf. He had the slant, bright eyes, the face rather small and sharp in front, but widening to massive jaws. There was so much muscle in his face that usually it appeared as though he were holding something in his mouth. His hair was black, his skin swarthy. He was about 5'10", and he stripped to 190 pounds, though he didn't look it. Massey was an inch or two taller, and 15 or 20 pounds lighter. He was a good-looking boy, but his neck seemed a little too thin for the support of his head. He had a boy's way of always smiling, too, so that people rarely took him seriously at the first meeting.